ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Berdiel. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Rav Nutta Getzel, Rochel Leia Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Shir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Shir, followed by the Seuda Siyam at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Maseches Nida Daf Mem. There's a new Perek of year, the fifth Perek of Maseches Nida, Perek Yoytze Doifen. The Mishnah of year starts off the Machlokes. Many times in Shas, we find this Machlokes between Reb Shimon and the Rabbonon in the Aloch of the Yoytze Doifen. Says the Mishnah, Yoytze Doifen, in Yoishvin Olav, Yemei Tumah, Yemei Tayre, Ve'en Chayovin Olav Korban. The beginning of the Pashas Tazria, the Pasuk tells us the Aloch of the Ishokis Tazria, the Yoldo Zocho and the Yoldo Nekeva, there's Aloch of Yemei Tumah, 7 days of Tumah for the Zocho, Shvu'ayim for the Nekeva, and then she has also Yemei Tayre, the Zocho and the Nekeva, and besides this, there's also a Chiyuv Korban. Says the Mishnah, the Rabbon and all, that the Mishnah, the Pasuk at the beginning of Tazria, is only discussing and referring to a regular Leida Derech Orechem. Whereas the Yoytze Doifen is not included in the parish of Tazria, it is not considered a Leida, like we'll see in the Sugya, and therefore the Rabbon and all, the Yoytze Doifen does not have all these dinim, whereas Reb Shimon disagrees, Reb Shimon Oima, Arizek, a Yolud, even a Yoytze Doifen has a Halacha of a Yolud. Now Rashi over here, the first Rashi in the period tells us that the Ichatimtza, the case of the Yoytze Doifen, says Rashi, this is possible Ali De Sam, Niftachu Me'eho, through the Sam, the potion they put on, the Niftachu Me'eho, they managed to open the Me'ayim, V'hoitziu Esa Uba Lechutz, they took out the Uba to the outside, V'nisrapis. Rashi added on the last word in the Devar Maschil Yoytze Doifen, says Rashi, we're talking about a case that she gave birth to a Yoytze Doifen, and then the Isha was Nisrapis, she got better afterwards, and she lived. Now the reason why Rashi says so is because, as we see in our Mishnah, we're discussing dinim and halachas which are relevant not to the uber, to the vlad which was born, but were relevant to the isha, to her herself, if she has yimei tumah and yimei tayra, when she's chayiv a korban or not. So even though the chiyuv of korban could be negated to the yoshim, whether there's a shibud in the case she was already mafish a korban, but al kaponim in the first halacha of yimei tumah and yimei tayra, this has not been negated if we're going to say that straight away after the leida of the yoytze doifen, the isha died. Therefore, Rashi had to say that over here we're discussing a case where the isha gave birth to the yoytze doifen, but then was nisrapis. She got better, and therefore she can have a case where we can discuss her din, whether she has yemei tumah and yemei tayre, the machlokes over here between the Shimon and the Rabbonon. Memela is muchach in our Mishnah that be'emes it is possible even in the days of Chazal that they can have a case of a yoytze doifen, and then the isha can be nisrapis, she can get better, and we can have halachos over here pertaining to the isha herself, not just to the vlad. The Tosfos Rishonim similar increases in Daf Zayin Amud Beis over there also is medayik from the Mishnah which gives dinim on the isha on the yoytze doifen. Over there also says the Tosfos Rishonim, it says muchach that it is possible to live after a maisa of a yitzias ha'uba lechutz, even though they took out the Uba Lechutz through the Sam, and it wasn't a regular birth, it's still possible to live, even in the days of Chazal, in the days of the Mishnais, of the Gemara. This is Muchach from our Mishnah. And Mamela, from our Mishnah, there's a very famous question asked by the Tashbits, in his Chuvas, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Yud. He asks, on other Rishonim, which seem to say Mefurish, that this is not possible, this is the Orch in Erech Doifen, and already the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnais, in Bechuris, in Periches Mishnah Beis, the Rambam seems to say that it is not possible for Isha to live after a Mais of Yitzias Doifen, and even though the Vlad can survive, but the Isha, the mother herself, is not going to survive this operation, and therefore says the Rambam, it is not possible to live after the Mais of the Yitzias Doifen. Over there, the Rambam is discussing the din of the Mishnah of Yotze Dofen in the 8th Peirik in Bechoris, the Mishnah tells us over there, the Halacha, that the Yotze Dofen himself is not considered a Bechor, according to the Rabbonon. He doesn't get Pishnayim Lenachalo, he's not considered a Bechor since the Rabbonon old. That the Yotze Dofen is not considered a Leder, he's not considered a Vlad, and therefore does not have a Halacha of a Bechor. We'll see later on the Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, working out the Mekor, teaching us this Halacha of the Rabbonon, that Yotze Dofen is not considered a Bechor Lenachalo. Says the Mishnah, it is not enough to say that the Yotze Dofen himself is not considered a Bechor, but the Habo Acharov, later on when this Ishol gives birth to another child, is also, the second child is also Einoi Bechor. And he explains the Gemara, the reason is, the Mishnah over there, because even though the Yotze Dofen, the one which was the first, was the Yotze Dofen, is not a Bechor, but Al Koponim, there was a Leid over here, enough to say that the second one after him is not considered anymore a Peter Rechem. And in the Hilchus Bechor, we need to have the din of a Peter Rechem, and therefore he cannot be considered the first child born from this mother, because the Yotze Dofen already was born. So even though the Yotze Dofen is not a Bechor, the Habo Achar of the one who comes after him is also not a Bechor. This is the din said over there in the Mishnah in Bechorius in the 8th Pirik. Says the Rambam over there in the Pirish of Mishnais, that he doesn't understand how is this possible to have a Yotze Dofen, and then we can have a case of Habo Achar of another child who's born from the same mother. Says the Rambam, it is not possible to say that this Yotze Dofen, she went through such an operation and she survived, and she's still alive, that she can become Muberes a second time. Says the Rambam, Loima came to say such a kind of idea, Hudovo Zor Me'oid. It's a very strange thing to say, that it is possible for her to have a mice of a Yotze Dofen, and therefore, and then after, to survive this operation and to live enough to have another child to say there's a Bo Acharov. Memela says the Rambam, it is Muchach over there in the Mishnah, and it has many Nafkiminis over there in the Mishnah, La Halacha. The Rambam says that the Mishnah over there is discussing a case of Ta'oimim. The case of the Mishnah of Bo Acharov means a case of twins, where the first one was a Yotze Dofen and the second one was a regular Leder Derech Rechem, but it's still not enough for Peter Rechem because the Yotze Dofen was the first Vlad. This is how the Rambam over there explains the Mishnah. Says the Tosfos Yom Tov. We see over there in the Rambam in Bechorius in Pekches Mishnah Beis, the Rambam Shita is that after the Yotze Dofen, the Rambam holds that it's not possible to live, and therefore the Rambam had to give the case of a Ta'oimim, which was ready, Mu'uberes from Ta'oimim, and this is the case of Abo Acharov. Now asks the Tashbeit, he also learned like this Pshat in the Rambam over there in the Pirish Mishnah, so to the Aruch, say this, you saw that Yotze Dofen in those days was impossible for them to live afterwards. L'chorei in our Mishnah, it is mochach that the Isha survives enough to give a dinim of Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tayrah. Now, Maisa, it is not so simple to learn the Rambam this way, that first Yisrael already in Bechorius over there says that maybe the Rambam doesn't mean to say that it has to die. Maybe, b'derech klal, the Rambam just says, dovazor ma'oid, this is strange, but it's possible. There is such a possibility. The Rambam also knows that it is shaykh sometimes to happen, and therefore it could be that our Mishnah over here is discussing this rare case where it happened that this Isha stayed alive even after this operation, she survived. But the Rambam holds over there in Bechorius, it's a doichik to say that this is a case of the Mishnah, therefore the Rambam puts it in the case of a Leidas Ta'oimim. Baal Koponim, the other, to Tesis Yom Tov, and already the Tashbit, they took on that the Rambam holds that it is not possible to survive at all, and therefore they ask from our Mishnah on this Shitta of the Rambam. Now there's another two Mahalchim interesting Pshatim to go and answer over here the Shitta of the Rambam. And the first Mahalach is a Pischi Nid over here from the Rav Ransburg, and he explains that the Rambam never says over there that this Isha is going to die straight away. The Rambam just says it is not possible for her to become Uberes later on again, says the Pischi Nid of Pshatiz, that the Rambam holds that she survives for a bit, a few days, she can live, but later on, she's eventually gonna die, and she's got a loch of a treifa, and therefore it's not possible for her to have another ibu, to become pregnant again, and have another ubem, to become uberes, and then another later, to say there's a case of Abo Acharov. But the Rambam also agrees that it is possible for her to live a bit, and therefore the din of our Mishnah is not shver. The Mishnah of Yeh discussing the aloch of Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tayre. Her din, in the next few days after the birth, the Rambam also agrees she doesn't die straight away during the operation of the Yotze Dofen. This is the Mahalach of the Pischi Nidah. Now, a second Mahalach says a place in Yerideah, in Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet, in Sivkotin Dalet, he says that it's a Deichik to say he suggests such a pshat, and maybe like the Pischi Nidah says, she doesn't die straight away, she'll only die later on, says the Plesi, a very interesting pshat to answer the shit of the Rambam. And he explains that the Rambam who says over there that it is a dovo zor ma'oi to say that this Isha survives after the Yotze Doifen. The Rambam didn't say this Misvara, even though the Rambam was famous for being the doctor. The Rambam always calls the Rambam Mituvei HaYoifim, Mibekiei HaYoifim. The Rambam was a famous doctor. But says the Plesi, the Rambam didn't say this Misvara from his own Svara. The Rambam holds that this din, that Yotze Doifen cannot survive, is Muchach from the dinim of Hilchus Treifus. We learn in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, in Chulin, Daf Nun Daled Amud Aleph, in Arichas in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin this way in Yoridei and Simon Memhei, the Rama over there in Simon Memhei. He paskin the halacha is that the treifus of one of the treifus of a behema is Nikev Horechem. If the Rechem itself got a hole in, the halacha is this behema becomes a treifa and is not possible to survive. Memela says a place here, the Rambam holds, that in order to go and have a Yotze Doifen, to take out the Uber, it has to entail a mice of Nikivas Horechem. There has to be that the Rechem itself will have the Nekevin in order to be able to take out the Mi, the Nekevin, the Rechem, and took out the Vlad. Memela says a place the Rambam holds, Nikiv Rechem, we pass in Aloch is a treifer, and therefore the Rambam holds also he cannot live after this Pola, after this operation of a Yotze Doifen. Memela says a place this is only in the case of a Nikiv Rechem. But if you look over there in the Mishnah in Chulin, that from Dalad Omed Aleph, the Gemara over there tells us that this din is only by Nikiv, but if it's totally Nitei Loriachem, if it's taken out totally, then the halacha is, the Gemara, the story of the Ptaufen, there it is possible for the behemoth to survive, and it's not considered a treifa, only in the case where the Rechem is still inside with a hole in, then it is considered a treifa, whereas Nitei Loriachem, totally taken out of the behemoth, then it's not considered a treifa. Memela says a place very Gishmak, in our mission over here, we could say it is possible that they took out the Vlad and then they took out the whole Rechem. And therefore over here she can survive because she's not a treifa. Nitel Rechem is not considered a treifa. Whereas over there in the Mishnah in Bechiris where we're discussing Abo Acharov, where there's another later and another Mu'bet, she became Mu'beris again later on, then says the place this is not possible. Because if she became Mu'beris later on, must be her Rechem is still in place. And then she's considered someone who's Nikev Orechem. And Nikev Orechem is a treifa. Memela says a place, this is why the Rambam over there, in the Mishnah over there, decided, said that the only possibility is only in a Hichatimtza, in a case where she's actually a Leidas Toimim. Whereas in our Mishnah, it is possible that she should stay alive, and we have Dinim of Yimei Tuma and Yimei Tayre, in a case where it was Nitel Orechem. This is the Mahalach of a place to answer the shit of the Rambam, the interesting Deya over there in the Pirsha Mishnais, who says a Yitzadofin cannot survive the operation. Which is, it's interesting to point out that Moshe Feinstein in Tshuvas Negus Moshe, Yodei Chilik Beis and Semen Ayin Beis, he already says that even though the Rishonim have this discussion, but nowadays we know already Nishtanu Ativim, and Bizman Azeh says Moshe, how be Noshim Ulidis Kach, there's plenty of Hechatimtas with Yotze Doifen in many families, and there are normal law, regular cases of leaders are made with a Yotze Doifen, and therefore, and Afa became even so later on, they become more rebellious later on, and they live, and they can have the regular leaders. And the Meila says, Remoisha la Alocha, is not considered a Sakona, and a Chashash over here, it because of these Chashoshas, which are showing him out, which was only in their days, but nowadays, says Remoisha, it's been proven time and time again, that there's no Sakona Bizman Azeh, and therefore there's no Havznafkaminas, la Alocha over there, Remoisha discusses in Chilik Beis and Simen Ayin Beis. Now there is a Meiri over here who adds on, besides what Rashi says that this Isha was Nisrapis, she got better, the Meiri says over here that the Vlad, the child itself actually died. And he says, Ho Isha Nisrapis, Va Vlad Meis. Now we have to understand why did the Meiri point this out, to say that we're talking about a case where the Vlad died. We definitely know all over Shas that we can have cases where the Vlad can survive. This is Muchach in the Mishnais and Bechoyis. We discuss whether this child has a din Bechoy, Lenachalo has a din Bechoy for other halachas, and therefore definitely a Yotze Doifen, it is possible for the child to survive. The whole Machlokes is always when we're discussing the mother, but Al Koponim over here, we have to know, what does Meiri, if so, why does he say we're talking about a case over here where the Vlad is not alive anymore? Lechoyah, there's no reason to go and say we're talking about Yotze Doifen, a Nefil, or a child who's died. Maybe the Meiri means Zachidush, even if the child died, there's still a halacha that the mother has to count. You may tuma and you may tire according to Shimon a regular leader. Al Kapon, we have to understand why the Meiri over here says, Ho Isha Nisrapis Vavlad Meis. Now moving into the Gemara, into the Machlokes over here between Shimon and Rabbonon. As we said, the case of the Machlokes in our Mishnah is discussing the Pashas Tazria, which we find is Benegea, you may tuma and you may tire, and also the Chiyuv Korban. And this is discussed earlier in the previous Priyakim, if it's possible to go and say There's a parsha legabe tumah and tayra, not legabe chiyuv korban. But al kaponim over here in Yitzidayfin, we have a halacha. Reb Shimon holds that it is totally included that she has yimei tumah and yimei tayra and achidas korban. Whereas according to the Rabbonon, she's not included in parshas tazria. Another place where we have this machlokes between Reb Shimon and Rabbonon is later on in the Daf Mem Aleph over there legabe the tayra of dam koishi. The sugya earlier in the end of Bnei Skutim, that dam koishi is not considered a yuledes bezoiv, over there says the Gemara, we need to have a leder in order to establish that this has a tire of a dam koishi. And therefore, this also depends on Machlekes, Reb Shimon and Rabbonon, whether we consider a leder of a yotze doifen as a meiser leder enough to say that she has a tire of dam koishi. As we mentioned, the Gemara in Bechor is also in Mem Zayin Amid Beis, in the sugya of Bechor, Legabe Pishnaim, the Machlikas, according to the Rabbonon, he's not considered a Bechor, and according to Reb Shimon, this Vlad is considered a Bechor even by Yoyte Doifen. And the fourth place, the Gemara in Shabbos, in Kuflamed Hei Omed Aleph, Legabe the Din of Mila on Shabbos, on the eighth day, the Gemara over there says that the only Din that the eighth day is Doiche Shabbos, this is only on someone, the Imoy Tmei Oledo. It depends. Only if the mother has a Tumas Leido, is in Nichlal, and included in Pashas Tazria, then it has also the Halacha of Bayoyim Hashmini Yimoy Besar Olosoi, which is also in Pashas Tazria, whereas according to the Rabbonon, that the Din of Yitzhak Doifan does not have the Din of Tumas Leido, does not have this Heter to go and have a Dchia on Shabbos, to go and do this Maisa Mila on Shabbos, B'yoyim HaShmini, and the Mila, this is where you get Halacha, in the case of Yitzhak Doifen, we paskin like the Rabbonon, does not have a Mila, B'yoyim HaShmini, because the Yitzhak Doifen is not Doiche Shabbos, it is not Imoy Tumeo Leido. These are the cases mentioned in Shas, on the Machlikas, of Shimon and Rabbonon. Now the Gemara by us, which is the Makur for this Machlikas, discusses and explains the different Makurias over here, telling us this Halacha, where the Shimon gets his Din from, and where the Rabbonon. And the Gemara, the Rishonim over here have a machlokes, which is the Yesodis thing of machlokes, understanding the different drashas, and the Yesod HaNidin between the Rishonim is one shaila, which is negea many places. The shaila over here is, whenever the Torah says a loshon of leder, and uses a loshon of a vlad, what does this pashtus, without any miut, without any ribui, what is the pashtus of the loshon of leder? Does this automatically include any kind of leder that the Vlad came la'avir ho'olam and left the Isha, even in the case of a Yotze Doifen, or the Pashtus of the Loshon of Leda without any Chidushim, and without any extra Psukim, we say that the word Leda itself means a Leda derech rechem, the normal natural childbirth. Whereas the case of a Maisa Yotze Doifen is not automatically included in the Loshon of Leda, and therefore we have to have a new Makur to teach us. If we want to hold that Yotze Doifen is also considered a Vlad, we'll need a new Makor to teach us this Halacha, because the Loshon of Leder, Stam Leder Hamu Batoya, is only a regular Leder. Now this Din is a big Machlekes over here in our Yishenim, and the Machlekes is an understanding, the Pshat in our Gemara, in our Shaklevetari over here, in the Rabbonon and Reb Shimon. And the reason is, the Rajbo and the Ritva already ask on the Loshon of the Gemara starts off, Omer Mani Bapatish, Maitamayu Do Rabbonon. Why did the Rabbanon hold that Yotze Doifen is in Chayovin, in Yishvin all of Yimei Tumah and Yimei Tayre, which would seem from the Shaila of the Gemara in my time of the Rabbanon, that without any Makur, that the Gemara says is a mute over here of Ishokis Azriab Yoldo Zocha, Shetelit Bemokim Mashem Azraz. This din will be the Loshen of the Parsha of Tazria, even though it says many times the Loshen of Leda, it is automatically includes also Yotze Doifen. Therefore says the Gemara, my time of the Rabbanon. Whereas the Gemara later on, the Gemara says the same Shaila, my time of the Reb Shimon. The Gemara asks, why is the Pshat in Reb Shimon? Why does Reb Shimon hold that a Vlad who's a Yotze Doifen is included in the Pashas Tazria? Asks the Rashba and the Ritva, this is a steer. Mimonovshach, one of them is the Pashtus, one of them is the Svar Chitzoino, what is the Loshen Leder? And therefore, if the Loshen Leder includes the Yotze Doifen, then we have to understand what the Pshat in Rabbonon is, but Reb Shimon is Poshet. He disagrees with the Droshes of Rabbonon, like the Gemara explains. And therefore he's left over with the Loshon Leder. And Memela, so too, if we're going to take on the other tzad, that the Pashtus of Loshon Leder excludes the Yotze Doifen, then why does the Gemara l'b'chatchila say, my tamayu de Rabbonon? The Gemara should start off, my tamayu de Reb Shimon. Memela, says the Rashba, the Ritva, and other Rishonim, they ask over here in the Gemara, what is the Mahalach over here in the Gemara, which is the Svara to say that the Loshon Leder is includes, does it include the Yotze Doifen or not? Says the Rashba, this is the Mahalach of his Shitta, that Be'emes Lechir is a Klor Raya from the Gemara in Chulin Lamed Chesam at Beis, which is the din later on by us in the Sugya, the Aloch of Kodshim, We have a din later on the Bichin, and it says if Shimon also agrees over there, in Kotchin is a din, in order to have a kosher, a behemah has to be a vlad, she yoy la derech orechem, prat le yoy tzedoifen. Now the Makoy over there teaching us this halacha, it's from the Lashon of Ki Yivolid, tells us that prat le yoy tzedoifen, says the Rashba, why do we see in the Lashon Ki Yivolid, that it says a Lashon later, how do we know from here that the yoy tzedoifen is not included? Must be that the Pashtus of the Lashon Leder in the Torah only means a Leder of a Vlad who's a regular Derech Orechem, whereas a Leder of Yitzhak Doifen automatically is excluded because of this Lashon of Kiyiv Olid. Memela says the Rashba has to be that Be'emus the Pashtus is the one who needs the Hezba, and the reason over here is the Pshimon, he's the one who needs to give a Tam, and he has an extra Ribu of Tele to go Mimarba of Yitzhak Doifen, that it is also included in the Parsha of Yitzhak, or the Parsha over here of Pashtus Tazriah. The reason why the Gemara at the beginning started off, my Tamayud Rabbanon, says the Rashba, we have to be mazbid, that since later on we know that Shimon has a ribui to tell us that Yitzhak Doifin is also included in this parasha. Mamela says the Gemara, my Tamayud Rabbanon, why the Rabbanon are not masking for this drosha over here and tell us to dash on the psukim the way Shimon dashes the psukim, which is also a mahalach over here to be married by Yitzhak Doifin. Mamela says the Gemara, the reason is because Rabbanon have a mute, and this mute is a gilui to teach us that we should not dash on the psukim the way Reb Shimon does. But Enechanami Misvore, the Loshen Leda, everywhere in the Torah says a Rashba, the din is that Loshen Leda never includes a Yotze Doifen. This is Muchach in the Gemara in Chulin Lamed Ches Amed Beis. But Be'emes is not simple, and the Tosfos HaRosh over here is Mavua, a few places over here, the side of the Gemara. The Tosfos HaRosh later on, when he explains, my time with Reb Shimon, says the Tosfos HaRosh, what is the Gemara's Kasha? My time with Reb Shimon means, because we said that the Rabbonon have a mute, Memela says the Gemara, my time in the Reb Shimon, why does Reb Shimon not agree to the drashas of the Rabbonon using this mule just like the Rabbonon used it? And even though the Gemara explained over here different reasons why the Rabbonon and Reb Shimon use it for Nimei Kavlad, but says the Gemara, that Misvar, we should dash on the Psukim, they would like the Rabbonon. Memela, you see clearly in the Tosfos HaRosh, he understands that my time in the Reb Shimon is all the Pashtus. And my time with Reb Shimon is only after the Gemara says that the Rabbonon have a miyutim. Now we have to know, if so, why does Reb Shimon say that the Yotze Doifen is included in the parasha? L'chayra, he should also dash in the psukim the same way the Rabbonon does. And say, so too the Tosfos HaRosh, at the beginning of the sugya, he explains that Be'emes, the Loshen, which the Rashba brings the Raya from the Gemara Chulin, that we use a miyut of ki yivoleid, prat le Yotze Doifen, says the Tosfos HaRosh, the only reason why the Gemara says that we can have such a miut is only based on the Gzeir Shava of Leda, which we have later on, Utachas from Bechor, which tells us this halacha, that just like by Bechor, we know the din that we're going to discuss soon, that's posher to the Gemara, that there's a din that Yotze Doifen is not included, it's not a Peterechem, therefore all Kodshim have this halacha, that it has to be Derech Orechem and not Yotze Doifen. Mamela says that Tosfos HaRosh, the Gemara does not mean to say from the Lashon Ki Yivoleid, that the Lashon of Leda excludes the Yotze Doifen. The Gemara means based on the Gzeir Shava of Leda. So this is the Shita of the Tosfos HaRosh, the exact opposite of the Rashba, and the Tosfos HaRosh holds that Be'emes the Lashon Leda in the Torah includes the Yotze Doifen also, and Memela Be'emes Reb Shimon is the Pashtus, which is all like Reb Shimon. And the first Gemara needs the explanation is the Shita of the Rabbonon, and says the Tosfos HaRosh, the second Gemara, my time with Reb Shimon, means why do they not darish in the Psukim like the Rabbonon, and explains to Tosfos HaRosh that the reason Loshen Ki Yivoleid is only based on the Leda. Memela we have here a machlekes between the Rashba and the Tosfos HaRosh. What is included in the Loshen Leda according to the Rashba, only a regular birth, whereas according to Tosfos HaRosh also a Yotze Doifen without any miyutim and any ribuim, the Loshen of Leda includes also a Yotze Doifen. Now this machlekes Be'emes is a machlekes of Rashi and Tosfos in Bechoyes in Memzayin Omid Beis in Mamaschil Rishoin. Tosfos by us you could be madchik. But Tosfos over there is very clear. The Machlekes over there between Rashi and Tosfos in the din we discussed earlier. But Abchoy Lenachlo, the Machlekes between Reb Shimon and the Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon, the first birth of Yotze Doifen is not considered a Bechoy to get Pishnayim. Now Rashi says over there the reason is, why did the Rabbonon hold that he's excluded from the Parsha of Bechoy? Because says Rashi, the Parsha of Bechoy says a Lashon of Leda, and the Yotze Doifen is not considered a Leda. Says Tosfos, this can't be the reason. Because if you look at the Gemara at the beginning of Yotze Doifen in Nidah Daf Mem Amed Aleph, we'll see that according to the Rabbonon, says Tosfos, the Rabbonon need a mute. And the Gemara says, my time is the Rabbonon. And the only reason why the Rabbonon hold is not included in the Pashas Tazria is only because they have Jiroshes and Miyutim. But it seems that the Pashtas, the Loshen Leda, normally includes the Yoyte Doifen. Mamela says, Toysos, in the Bechoyle Nachlo, there should be no reason why the Rabbonon should exclude over here the Yoyte Doifen. Mamela says, Toysos, over there has to be that the Rabbonon have a new Hekesh from Tumas Leda, teaching us this halacha, that the din of Bechoyl and Nachlo depends on the Tumas Leda, and Tumas Leda dav miut, like it says in our Gemara. So this is the same achleukes between Rashi and Tosfos. So the same achleukes over here, the Rashbon and Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos over there holds that Tosfos HaRosh by us, so the Rosh and Leda includes the Yetzer Dofen also, and the Rabbonon are the ones who need to have a miut over here, and the Pshimon is the Pashtus, whereas Rashi over there is like the Rashbon Shitta, who holds that the Loshon of Leda does not include the Yoytze Doifen, and Mamela the Rabbonon is the Pashtus, and Pshimon is the one who has to have extra Ribui. Now this is Bemis very Negea, many different times the Achinim discusses the Netziv over there in Bechurius has Arichas in Merimi Sode. What is a Loshon Leda which has a very big Nafkeminis if the Pashut Pshat of Leda, does this include the Yoytze Doifen or not? In a case where we do not have any meal to any Ribui, do we say that the Yoytze Doifen is automatically included or not? Which we said is machlokes between the Rashi and Tosfos HaRosh by us, and the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over there in Bechurius, and then the Tzivos Ma'arich that be'emes Bechurius, this depends on the machlokes Tanoim in the Toras Kriyanim already, the machlokes over there in the Pshat in the Psukim, this is the same machlokes over here in the Rishonim. You say this thing of machlokes, and he makes many nafkeminis over there. What is included in the Poshet, the Loshen of Leda, which the Makur and the Machlokes depends on the Shaklevetari by us at the beginning of our new Perik over here in Nidor Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Now moving further on in the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yochanan Umoide Reb Shimon Bekodshim She'enoi Kodesh. This is the thing we mentioned earlier. Even though Reb Shimon holds in many places the Halacha of a Yoytze Doifen has a din like a regular Leda, a regular Vlad, but there's one place where Reb Shimon agrees to the Rabbonon is by Kodshim. The Reb Shimon also holds that the Vlad is not going to be Kodosh in the case of a Yoytze Doifen. Says the Gemara, my timer, where's the Mekoy to teach us this Halacha, which is a Maskon of our Gemara, later on in Mem Amel Fomad Aleph, says the Gemara, my timer, Gomar, Leidor, Leidor, Mi Bechur, Ma Hosom Peter Echem, Afkan Peter Echem, we need to have this din of a Yoytze Doifen is the smite, is not included in Kodshim because it has this din of Peter Echem, which is learnt out from Gzeir Shover, and the Hekesh, the Gemara said, Leidor Leidor, Gzeir Shover from Bechur, teaching us this halacha that the Peter Echem, just like we need to have by Bechur a Peter Echem, so too, by all Kodshim, we have to have the halacha of a Peter Echem. Now, Be'emes, there's a very sadistic point over here pointed out by the Biskayov in Menoches, in Vov Omed Aleph, and over there the Chidusha agrees. He points out to Ha'ara, which is very sadistic in the Kuda over here, and understanding the din of Yetzer Doifen by the Halacha of Bechur and the Halacha of Kodshim, which we're going to be discussing now in the coming daf in Mem Amud Beis and Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Says a Biskirov, that Be'emes, what is this din that Bechur was poshut to the Gemara, that there's a Halacha, that a Yetzer Doifen doesn't have the Halacha of a Bechur? Now, the Lashon of the Gemara by us seems to be that the reason why the Bechur is not Kodosh by Bechur, and Reb Shimon learns all the Kodshim from Bechur, says the Gemara, the Lashon of Peter Echem, in the Parsha of Bechur, it says, Halacha, in order to be Kodosh has to be a Peter Echem, and therefore the Behemah which is born, not through the regular Derech or Echem, but only through a Yoytze Doifen, cannot be classified and included as a Peter Echem, and therefore this is the Miut by Bechur telling us that this Halacha, the Yoytze Doifen, cannot be, is not Kodosh, B'Kdushas Bechur, and Memela from us, we have this Drosha of the Gzeir Shova teaching us to all Kodshim. This is also, says the Biskarov, Rashi Menoches Davov Med Aleph, also says that the Mekor of this Halacha B'Bechur is from Peter Echem. This is how we know that the Yoytze Doifen is not Kodesh B'Bechur. Says the Biskarov, L'Chur, if we analyze the din of Peter Echem, L'Chur, this is a totally different din than the Halacha which is being discussed by us in the Sugi of Yoytze Doifen. Because the Halacha of Peter Echem is the halacha that the only way that the Vlad gets the Kedusha of the Bechur is only coming out derech Rechem with the actual Negiah in the Rechem itself, touching the Rechem while it comes out. The Gemara discusses Bariches Ichulin in Daf Ayin Omed Aleph, that if there's any chatzitza in between the Vlad and the Rechem, then the Vlad, even though it came out derech Rechem, and won't be considered a Yoytze Doifen, but Al Koponim is Einoi Kodosh B'Bechurio, does not have the Kedushas Bechur, because in order to be Kodosh, it has to be someone who touches the actual Rechem itself. This is what gives him the Kedusha and the Din to become a Bechur. And there's a tzad that even mean b'mino, even though normally ain't a chaytzit. It could be a b'chaytz even more. We need a mamisha din negir. It has to actually touch, and it's not enough that it shouldn't be a hilchis chatzitza if at the end of the day, a meisen negir, b'poil, you don't have. It has to actually touch. This is discussed in Tosas, in b'chaytz, in Tesamid Aleph, the Ramban in hilchis b'chaytz, in Peir Gimel and Oislamid Hei. That there's a new halacha in b'chaytz, there's a dino petarechem, actually has to have negir b'rechem in order that it should become kodesh b'chaytz. Memela says a Rizkayov. But Emes, if you want to go and think about the case of a Bechur, it is possible to think of cases where the Bechur itself would be considered a Yotze Doifen, and even so, it will have the din of a Peter Echem that should be Kodesh be Bechur. Says a Rizkayov, this is possible according to the Gemara over there in Chulin Samech Tesamet Beis, as a Moedi Chidush from Shittas Rabbe. Rabbe over there holds that the din of Peter Echem does not depend on the Roiv when the Vlad came out of the behemoth over here, when she become Kodesh. Normally every Leda is considered a Vlad, is considered a Leda. When Reuv of the Vlad came out, Yotzo Yoshev Rubai, then there's Alocha of a Leda. So this, says the Biskayov, is only when we're dealing in Hilchis Leda. But the Gemara over there says, Rabbi tells us the din of Peter Echem can actually be Nishlam. We can consider the last Chelek which comes out to be a shlomer and to go and give him a din of a peter echem. And Mamela says in Gemara, in a case where we have a Vlad, an interesting case, the Vlad was Yotzo Shlish Derech Doifen. The first third of the Vlad, it came out Derech Doifen from the side of the mother and it didn't come out through Derech Rechem. But then the Vlad switched over and went through the regular Rechem, the regular Derech Rechem at the regular birth. Mamela, this is the case of Shlish, the first third was Derech Doifen. And then afterwards was Shnei Shlish Derech Rechem. Now the second Shlish came out, and the Vlad already is two-thirds of him, has already seen Avir Ho'ilom, the first third Derech Doifen, and the second third Derech Rechem. Then the Vlad is considered born, he's considered a Vlad, he's considered a Leda, and therefore since by the Shlav, by the stage of Reuv, he did not come out totally Derech Rechem, Reuv of him, half of it came out Derech Doifen, and therefore, he has a loch of a Yotze Doifen. But says the Gemara, that if it continues on, that the third also came out Derech Rechem, so now we have altogether two-thirds of Derech Rechem, and only the first third, which came out Derech Doifen, says Rabbi, that the loch of Peter Rechem can be Nishlam, and we can consider this Vlad a Peter Rechem, because even though Bushas, when he became a Yolud, when he's a Reuv, he didn't have two-thirds, but at the end of the day, since his birth, it was also the last part also can be considered a birth, and therefore he can go and add on and go and change his status and become a Peter Rechem through the last chilek, which was Derech Rechem, because at the end of the day, he was born with two-thirds Derech Rechem and only one-third Derech Doifen. Memele is considered a Peter Rechem. Memele says to Biskarov, if you analyze this case, this Bechoy Bemis is Kodesh Bechoy is considered a Peter Rechem, but if you want to know is he a Yotze Doifen or not, he is considered a Yotze Doifen, because Lemaise Nilches Yotze Doifen, if you want to know when was he born, the Halacha, if you want to consider him a Yotze Doifen or not, depends on the Zman, on the time when he's considered a Yolud. And since this time is the defining time, is when he became a Roiv, and Bishas the Roiv, he only had a Shlish Derech Rechem, he's still considered a Yotze Doifen. So even though later on, he'll be considered a Peter Rechem, but this doesn't tell us that he's not called a Yotze Doifen anymore. And Memela says, Biskri also comes out, that both ways we have a case where there's a Vlad, who's actually is a Yotze Doifen, because he came out through the time when it was a Roiv, he's actually a Yotze Doifen, but Mitzad Sheni, he's considered a Peter Rechem according to Rabbi. Later on, he had another third to be Mashlim. And who Adin Faket, like we started with in the case where the Vlad was born with a chatzitza, this is not enough for the din of Peter Rechem, which actually has to have a negia berechem. But whereas we're discussing the halachas in our sugya of Yotze Doifen, this depends where the Vlad, what the Leda was from. And if at the end of the day, the Leda was Derech Rechem, even though it didn't become Kodosh, it didn't become Kodosh, Bekdush as Bechira, because there was no negia in a Rechem, there was a chatzitza in a way, but we cannot consider this Vlad a Yotze Doifen. And therefore, when we want to know, like, about other dinim in kolchim, there's no halacha that if there's some kind of chatzitza in a way, it's considered a yitzad oifen. Memeila lechayer, says the Biskayov, if we analyze these dinim, we have two separate halachas. We have halacha of yitzad oifen, which is a miut of yitzad oifen by kolchim, which needs to have derech rechem, lafuka, that should not come out through the derech doifen. And then we have a new halacha of petay rechem, which is a sugya on bechayer itself for the kedushas bechayer, and it is possible kedushas bechayer without yitzad oifen, and it is possible yitzad oifen without petay rechem, like we said. Mameila, lechir, you have to understand over here this drasha of tau leido, leido, the gemara later on makes exer shavas over here, learning out the din of kodshim, that Reb Shimon agrees that there's a din of a yitzad oifen, has a chisorin in kodshim, and this is learned from the din of petarechem, which is found by bechir, which is lechir, a totally different din. It's a din of petarechem becoming kodosh through the rechem itself, and it is possible, as we discussed, cases where it could be a yitzad oifen without petarechem, and a petarechem without a yitzad oifen. Mameila, lechir, it is very hard to understand how we can learn one din from the other if they're two separate halachas. Memeila lechir, in our sugir, it would seem that be'emes, there's be'emes one halacha we hear going on, which applies to the din of kodshim and also to the din of bechir. Says the Biskayov, be'emes, if we look in Sifri, in Parshas Re'eh, that over there there's a bezunder separate drosha teaching us a halacha by bechir that we need to have a vlad derech rechem, that he shouldn't be a yotzei doifen. Now normally, this is very hard to understand, because normally it's not negea. If you're going to have a din of a case of a yotzei doifen, then anyway he can't become a bechur, because he's missing in the negea berechem, he has to have a petei rechem. And at the end of the day, the yotzei doifen, besides the chisorin of the leider, which he doesn't have a teriyas vlad, but he's missing in his petei rechem, Mameina, normally we have to understand why this Sifri tells us this new halacha of a derech doifen. Whereas according to what we explain now from the shita of Rabbah, we said that it is possible sometimes to have a case where you can have a vlad who's actually yeah petei rechem, and even though he has a loch of a yotzei doifen, because his first shlish came out derech doifen. Mameila, in this case, be'etzem mitad hilchus petei rechem, nothing's missing. He got the idea of, he got the chaluis of petei rechem at the end with the third which came out derech rechem. Mameila, in this case, we take have to have a new miut to teach us that even though mitzad peterechem, he is considered a peterechem, but we have another meal telling us that since he has aloch of a yotzei doifen, he is not kodesh b'kedushas bechira because of his new aloch of a leider. Memeila, if we say that b'chir b'emes has also this aloch, this joshin is Sifri and Parshas Re'eh telling us that the bechir is actually not kodesh b'kedushas bechira because of the ektsem shame of a yotzei doifen, even in the case where he will be considered a petei rechem, Mameila is very good that we can learn now to kodshim, that kodshim also is learned from bechir, that has this halacha also, not just by bechir, but by kodshim also, this has this halacha of yitzad oifen. Mameila, even though the pashtus of our Gemara would seem that the din is from petei rechem, this is the mekor, and be'emes Rashi Menoche says, clearly this is the reason why the bechir is not kodesh, but says the Biskayov of the Maaseh of the Sifri, we find another din, which would be easier to understand over here, to learn this Gzir Shavah, to Kodshim, as we explained, because otherwise, we have to understand the Chirah, these are two separate halachas. This is the Ha'orah, the Bekitzah, which the Biskirov over there is Marich, and is Marich Nisef also, Nechus Bechiris. And this point over here, from the Sugya, over there in Chulin, Samach Tes, Amad Beis, and Ayin Amad Aleph. Now there is a very Mechudish Tiget Ashbet, which we quoted right at the beginning of the Shia, in Chilek Aleph, in Simen Kuf Yud. Over there, in the middle of the words of the Tashbet, which was seen that he takes on, that the halacha of a yotzei doifen is actually to have all the halachas of a petei rechem which we find by bechir. And therefore, if we have a case of a leider derech rechem, which is actually missing, it touching, there's a chatzitza in a way, which is not enough to get the kedusha of bechir, says the Tashbit, this is actually considered a yotzei doifen. And therefore, it is going to be possible to be makir such a behemah al gabi amizbeach. He's considered a yotzei doifen, he doesn't have the meila of a petei rechem. I'm reading a chidush, Kipshutoi, the Biskayov took some bishitas. That's not true. The din of the halacha of yotzei doifen does not need to have actual negia in the rechem. That should be kodesh. It should become kodesh as long as it's derech rechem. This is enough. As long as it's not derech doifen. Whereas the din of bechir, there needs another halacha to be called and be included in the klal of the petei rechem. This has to have a negia with the rechem without any chatzitzas at all. The tashbit seems from the loshon, the pashtus of the loshon over there in Chilek Aleph Sim Kufiud, would seem a mavlidig chidush in the Tashbit to say that all the dinim of yotzei doifen also have these dinim of petei rechem. I mean, the according to him, it comes out all one halacha over here. And faket, even by kodshim, we need to have the dinim of petei rechem because otherwise it will be considered a yotzei doifen. L'chiyah mirdig a mavlidig chidush. Al kapanei biskayov to come with pshitas that the din is a separate halacha which you find by Bechor, but he said that in the Sifri we find a new din by Bechor, there's a halacha of a Yitzhak Dov, and also he's excluded from the Kedushas. Bechor, and this could be the drosh of a year by us to learn to the Gzei Shova of Kochim in the Shita of Ibshemen. Now moving further on into the next sugya, over here at the bottom of Mem Amad Aleph and Mem Amad Beis, the new sugya over here on the Machlokes, in the Braisa between Ebihuda and Ebshimen, discussing Kotchim Psulim in the Alochis of Olu Lo Yehudu, that if some of the Psulim, if they go onto the Mizbeach, the Alochis is Lo Yehudu, they do not taken down, there's a Kiddush Mizbeach. This is the learned by Riches in the sugyas in Zvochim in Perik Mizbeach Mekadesh. Now there's Machlokes over here between Ebihuda and Ebshimen. Ebihuda holds that besides the Psulim, which Ebshimen also agrees, the Olu Yehudu, the Einoi Psulim Bakoidesh, but there are another three psulim which also have this halacha, this chumrah, that if it's olu, if it goes onto the mizbeach, the halacha is yehudu. They do not have the din kiddush mizbeach to remain on the mizbeach. The halacha is yehudu have to be taken down, and they don't have a din aktorah because of lachmish on mizbeach. Reb Yehuda has these three miyutim, zoiz teri asohilo, and he says, pradel nishachetto balaylo, nishpach domo, and yotza domo chutzikloim, all of these three also teriyed. And this is explained over there by Riches and Gemara Zvochin Apeidalet. The reason why these three are different is because Ein Lohem Hechshe Memokim Achir, we do not find any other place where we can use the idea of a Hechshe to go and say that he should have a din of Olu, Lo Yehudu, and therefore if you know these three are worse off and they have a loch of all sorted, whereas if Shimon holds that only everything depends on Psulei Bakudesh, like Gemara says later on in Daf Mem Aleph. Now Toysos over here, at the end of Mem Amid Aleph, in Deva Maschil Zois, asks, you say this to Yekasha on Shittas Ebshimen, on Ebihuda. Shittas Ebihuda is over here that we have the difference between Psulim, some of the Psulim is Olu Lo Yehudu, and most of the Psulim which are Psulim Bakoidesh, whereas he has these three Psulim, even though the Psulim Bakoidesh, Ebihuda holds, I have the Miutim, telling us the halacha of Olu Yehudu. Asks Toysus, that Lechoyah Ebihuda himself, he has a Shitta in the Sugya, in Zvochim, in Daf Nuntes, and in Daf Samach. Ebihuda's Shitta is that the Ritzpo, the actual floor of the Azorah is Mekadesh, has a Kedusha, which Shloima and David HaMelech, the Mekadesh over there, the Ritzpas or Azorah, is also considered a Mokim Kodesh, Lahak Torah. And if someone wants to be Makta on the floor, if he does Lahak Torah on the floor of the Azorah itself, is also considered a Mokim, a Kosher Lahak Torah, not just the Mizbeach itself is Kosher, the whole Ritzpah is Mekudeshes. This is the Chiddush of Ebihuda over there in the Shitta, in Zvochim, Nuntes Amid Aleph and Samech Amid Aleph. Mele asks Toysvus, if so, how is it possible at all for Ebihuda to have a halacha of some psulim that have a halacha of olu lo yehudu, that if they go onto the mizbeach, the halacha is lo yehudu, they're not taken down. Says Tosfos, anyway, we should always consider these psulim that they're already olu, since they were shechted straight after the shechita, they're already on the ritzpas or azorah, they're touching the floor of the azorah, this automatically should give them a din that is considered that it was already on the mizbeach, since the Ritzpas or Azor is considered like a Mizbeach. Memela, we should say that these Psulim automatically are already Olu, that they should have this halacha of Olu, Lo Yehudu. Memela, what is an Afkemina? Once they're already over here, we can take them onto the Mizbeach itself. They already consider that they're on the Mizbeach, with the mere fact over here, that they're on the floor of the Mizbeach, of the Azor, which also has a Kedusha as a Mizbeach. Answers Toysvus. Toysvus by us answers this Teret, so too in Zvochim, in Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. Early on, also in Zvochim, in Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, in the Agor, and Tosha says that there's cases where we can say that the Behema was actually on the Azorah, but it did not become Kodosh, Bikdush Asor Azorah, in the case where there was a Dova Achritzit, there was something in between the Behema and the Azorah, and therefore the Kedusha didn't go over onto the Behema itself, and therefore until it goes onto the Mizbeach, it did not have any Kedush Asor Mizbeach yet, to have this halacha of Olu Lo Yehudu, and over here it's negea, it's relevant in this discussion, even according to Shittas Ebihuda, to go and know whether we have this din of Olu Yehudu or Olu Lo Yehudu. This is how Tosfos goes many places, but Tosfos in Zvochim in Pei Zayin Amud Aleph later on in Deva Maschil Kevesh, over there Tosfos answers a whole new teretz. And over there Tosfos answers that the Kedushas Ritzpah, which Ebihuda holds as a new Kedusha on the floor of the Azorah, which was a Kedusha in the Azorah for Haktorah, this is only la'aktoras k'shirim, to be mekayim the din aktorah, which every single culture behemoth needs to have. You can do the aktorah on the floor of the Azorah also, not just on the Mizbeach. But if you want to know whether it has a din of kiddush for psulim, which is something which became possible and needs to have the kedusha of the mizbeach in order to have the din of olur lo yedu. This we need to have the mizbeach itself. Even according to Reb Yehuda, he also agrees we need to have the mizbeach and the kedusha of the ritzpah is not enough to give him this din to be mekadeshim. Since it is possible, there's a chiluk between the kedusha for ksherim and the kedusha for psulim, which needs to have the guf hamizbeach and the kedusha hamizbeach. The ritzpah alone is not enough, even though it is a mokim aktorah l'ksherim. Explains the Biskayov, a very sadistic point of the year, the difference between our Tosfos by us in Nida and Tosfos over there in Zvochim in Pesach and Medalef. It seems to be that our Tosfos disagrees with Tosfos over there, and Tosfos by us doesn't differentiate between Psulim and Ksherim, and Tosfos holds that if it touched the Azorah, the floor, without any Chatzitza, the Halacha is, that the din is already considered, they went onto the Mizbeach. It has a din of Lachmish on Mizbeach to say it is Chal the din on him, of Olu Lo Yehudu. Whereas Tosfos over there, Zvochim in Pezayin, is Machalik, it makes a difference between the Ktorah of Ksherim to the Din Lachmish and Mizbeach of Psulim. Explains the Biskayov that Be'emes is no Machlokes in working out what is the Kedusha over here of the Kedusha as HaAzorah, the floor of the Azorah. Everyone agrees that the Kedusha as Ritzpah does not have the same Kedusha of the Kedusha as Mizbeach. It doesn't have the Din of a Mizbeach. Because even though, as we said, it's a mokim koshel aktorah, you could go and do aktorah over there on the floor, but it's mafurish in Gemara, in Zvochim daf Samech Chomed Aleph, that Reb Yehuda also agrees that the Ritzpas or Azorah is not considered the Mizbeach, that you could do Zrikas Adam on the floor. In order to do Zrikas Adam, we need to have a Mizbeach, and Reb Yehuda also agrees you cannot use the Ritzpah for the Kedushas Mizbeach of the Zrikas Adam. And the Gemara explains, because there's alochas in the Mizbeach, that Keren, Ribua, the Kevesh, these are Dvorim HaMe'akvim, and without that it's not considered the Kedusha HaMizbeach for Zrikas Adam. Mameila explains it to Skirov, that even though there is a Kedusha on the floor that is considered a Mokim HaKtorah, this is clear that everyone agrees that if you want to know what Kedusha does it have, it has a Kedusha HaKtorah, but it doesn't have the din over here of a Mizbeach to say that it's considered Mamish the Kedusha HaMizbeach for Zrikas Adam. Everyone agrees cannot be done on the floor, we need to have the Mizbeach. Memeila explains the Biskayov, the whole Machlekes over here between the two Tuitzim and Tosfos, Tosfos by us in Nida, and Tosfos over there in Zvochim that Pezayin, is only what is needed for the Kiddush Psulim. As we said, in order to be Mekadesh, a Dov Apostle, he has to have a Kedusha of the Mizbeach in order to be considered Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach. And this is a Machlekes. What dag of Kedusha and what din Kedusha do they have to have in order to receive this din of Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach? Tosfos by us understands that as long as it has a Kedusha's HaKtorah, that it is touching a place which is Kodesh and there's a Mokim HaKtorah on the floor, then Memela, it is also Chala din Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach because it has a Mokim HaKtorah, and the Kedusha of a Mokim HaKtorah is also enough to give this din of Olu Lo Yehudu Midin Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach. Whereas Tosfos over there in Zvochim holds no, that in order to get this halacha, this extra din, the chidush over here of Olu Lo Yehudu, midin lachmish al mizbeach, for this you need to have the mizbeach itself. And the mizbeach itself, everyone agrees, is only the mizbeach and not the floor. The floor doesn't come to the daga of the kedushas mizbeach, as we said, domim, zvikas adam. Everyone agrees that you have to do on the mizbeach. It doesn't have the halacha of mizbeach. I mean, the machlekes over here is not in what daga of kedusha does the Azorah have. Everyone agrees that the ritzpas or Azorah cannot be considered like the mizbeach itself. The Machlekes is only what is needed for the Haktorah, for the Din Haktorah's Psulim of Olu Lo Yehudu of the Lachmish HaMizbeach. Tosfos by us holds as long as it touched the Mokim HaKtorah, also it gets a new Din HaKtorah by Psulim, whereas Tosfos over there holds in order to receive this extra Alocha of Kiddush because of the Alocha of Olu Lo Yehudu by Psulim, it has to have this Din of Lachmish HaMizbeach need the Mizbeach itself, and Mamela is posher that the Ritzpah does not have this Din. So to the Mikdash Tovid is also Marich in Chilek Aleph and Simen Dalet, in Ois Dalet over there, he also explains this Yisoy, that there's no tzad to say that the Yitzpah, the floor of the Hazor, should have Alocha Mizbeach, it is just Tosfos holds by us, it is enough for Kiddush Psulim to use this Kedusha, even though it doesn't have the actual Kedusha of a Kedusha as Mizbeach. A Yisoy does take a point over here, at the end of Memo with Aleph, in the Geder of the Kedusha as Yitzpah, and Bichlal, in understanding the Din of Olu Lo Yehudu over here, in the Shittah of Ebi Yehuda. Now moving on now, Gemara Amud Beis and the Tosfos in the Ramatzchil Prial Shel Nishchato Balaylo, a very sadistic shayla over here in understanding the psul of Lina by Dam, which we find in the sugya in Zvochim Daf Nunvov Amud Aleph. Over here we have in the Gbraiser Reb Yehuda's Halacha that there's three miyutim from Zeus Teiras Oilo that have the aloch of Olu Yehudu, Nish Chato Balailo, Nish Pach Domo, and Yotso Domo Chutzikloim. All of these three have a miyut to tell us in also Teirid. Rashi and Tosfos, they both bring down from the Gemara in Zvachim Pedaladom at base, that even if Yehuda agrees to other psulim, like Lon Domo, and Pigul, and Tuma, all these psulim, if Yehuda also agrees that Aloche is, Im Olu Lo Yehudu. This is like we explained earlier, we learn this out from Zeus Teiras Oilo, the Ribui. Yehuda has extra three miyutim telling us these three things, which are mentioned over here in Hebraisa, Nishchato Balailo, Nishpachtoma, and Yotzodoma Chutzikloim. These are the three that Yehuda argues and Yehuda holds also Teirid. But everything else, Yehuda also holds the dinis Im Olu Lo Yehudu. Now the Gemara says, what is the difference? Because these three do not have a hechsher b'mokim achir. We don't have any time when there's a kashrus, there's some kind of a hechsher in the case of the shechita which is done by Laila. Laila is never a time of a kosher, something in the hakrovas hakorban. So to nishpach domo is never kosher, and yotzo domo, the psul of yotzo, is always going to be tpasul, and therefore is not considered a hechsher b'mokim achir. Whereas other psulim always have a hechsher b'mokim achir. One of the psulim is a lom domo. Lom domo means if the dam itself was left over overnight and therefore became possible, the Gemara says this also has a hechsher b'mokim achir. Says the Gemara, why? Why is this? Where do we find a hechsher where the psul of lina, l'chiri, everything in the kodshim which is left over overnight and so automatically becomes possible? Says the Gemara, no. Lon b'dam kosher, because we find by the imurim that lon is going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, how do we know by imurim itself it is kosher? Says the Gemara, because lon b'bosor is kosher. Lon b'bosor is a case where the bosor is nechal more than its time. The time, it doesn't have just one day. Some kochim have shnei yomim v'laylo echod. Therefore, lon b'bosor is kosher. And since lon b'bosor is kosher, we can learn this to imurim. And memelo we learn from the imurim to dam. This is the Hechshub Mokim Acher, which we find by Lon Domo, telling us that Aloch of Olu Lo Yedu, even according to Rebbe Yehuda. Asks Tosfos, that L'Chaira, why does the Gemara have to go very long-winded and get stuck in the Gemara, earlier in Zvachim in Perik and Izumakoymon, that we learn Lon Domo from Imurin, and we learn the Imurin from the Bosor. L'Chaira, we can learn the dam straight from the Imurim itself, because if we look at the psul of the Imurim and the psul of the Lon Domo when the dam becomes posul, they're two different times. The dam becomes already posul by the Shkias Achama at the end of the day. The Gemara tells us to learn out from a posuk in Zvachim Nunvova Med Aleph, Minayin ledam shenifsal b'shkias achamo, shenema b'yoyim akrivo, ezivcho yeyochel umimocheros, tells us that aloha, that only on the yoyim akrovo, on the same day that akrovas akodim took place, then the dam is still kosher. Whereas at night, after the shkia, it is not the same yoyim akrivo anymore, it's not the same day. Memela the dam becomes posul already nifsal b'shkias achamo. Whereas imurin, the aloha is, even though there maybe a din l'chatchila to go and bring the imurim by day, the aloha chaviva mitzvah b'shaito, there's aloha that the imurim on nikriav kol alaylo, until the alois hashacha of the next day, the whole night is kosher for the imurim. Memeila, if you want to know where there's a hechsher b'mokim achi, where do we find the kashrus of a lon domo of the time of the psul of shkia sachamo, this can be learned out from the Lom Be'imurim, even without the psul of the Bosor, which we find later on has a kashrus even more than the time of the Imurim. L'chaira, the dam itself should become possible already by Shkia, and the time of Shkia has a hechsher b'mokim achir. In the Imurim itself, the Imurim don't become possible by the Shkia, they only become possible by the Luis HaShachar. Asks Tosfos, if so, why do we have to learn the Lom Domo from the Imurim, and the Imurim from the Bosor? We should learn the Lom Domo itself from the din, the psul of lon that gets left over by the imurim after the shkir is kosher, because only by Luis HaShachar it becomes possible. This is a question Tosfos asks and we discusses over here. Why should we not learn one from the other? And there were marich to be mechiach over here that there's no way that we could learn dam over here straight from the imurim. We have to always go and learn out lon domo, lon imurim, lon from the boss. So this is the arichas baras in Tosfos in the Ramaschal Prat Lenishchato Balailo. Now, l'chiria, from the Ike Kasha of Tosfos, the achrinim over here are mayrich in understanding the psul of Shkia Sachamo, which we quoted over here from the Gemara in Zvochim, daf nun vov med alef b'yoyim akrivoy, the dam already becomes possible by the Shkia. The Mikdash Tovit says, in chelek alef yusim et zayin, and he's ma'ir over here from Tosfos Kasha baras in Nida, and he says, be'emes, we can clear, what is the pshat that the dam already becomes possible by the Shkia? Is it pshat that just like we find by all the lawn that becomes possible by the Alois HaShachar, like Imurim become possible if they're not Nikrav, if they're not put onto the Mizbeach during the night, then they become possible with the Psul Lina in the morning. Do we say that the dam also is a regular psul of lina, but it just has a different time? The time of the imurim, they become compulsory by Luis Ashacha, whereas the zman lina of the dam is earlier by the shkia. It's a time which it tells us, b'yom akriva, we learn from this posuk, that the psul lina of dam is already earlier by the shkia. Although, says the Mikdash Rabbi, maybe not. Maybe the psul lina of dam is like the normal chilek of kodshim. That has, just like all the chalokim of the imurim, also, the psul lina takes place by the Luis Ashacha and not by the shkia. The Gemara, which tells us this din in Gemara Zvachin Umvov, that the dam becomes possible by the Shkia, this is a new halacha. There's a new din that the dam becomes possible by the Shkia, a new psul of Biyim Akrivei Zivcho Yeyochel, and this is a new halacha. Then you do the psulina, it's a psul of Shkia, which is only relevant to dam, a new halacha of Biyim Akrivei, no sheiches for the psul of Lina. Memeila, if we take on the second side, then if you want to know when is the psulina of the dam, it's by almost the same time of the imurim, only in the morning. And this psul which we find already by the shkia, this is a different psul. This is not the psul which we find normally in a case where we have other psulim, or psulina is not considered at all a psul of lina. Memela asks the Mikdash Shlavit, if we're going to say so, then the chayyur, Tosfos Kash is not shver. Because over here, Tosfos asks, why could we not learn the hechsher b'mokin ache, the hechsher which we find over here, the psul of shkia, that we should say that dam also should be kosher in the case of a lon domo, that we should learn out from a murim. Says the Mikdash Lover, this is only enough in the case where the dam was lon by the shkia. Then we can say that the murim does not have this psul, mamele is considered the hechsher b'mokin ache. But in a case where it was lon domo, even after the alois hashacha, where it has already a psul of lina, the psul of lina does not have a hechshem of mokim achi, because imurim also becomes posul. Memeila, of course the Gemara has to say that londomo is learned from imurim, and imurim is learned from bosor, because if not for the bosor, then we'll have no makori to teach us that this psul of lina has a hechshem of mokim achi. The psul of shkia has a hechshem of mokim achi, not the psul of lina, and therefore it won't be enough in a case where the dam is long, even up to the, after the alois hashacha, where it is chal now, a new psul of lina, and this psul of lina doesn't have a hechsher b'mokim achi. We don't find this hechsher in the case of a imurim. Memeila lechayra, what does it help over here having the hechsher b'mokim achi in the time of the shkia? Lechayra, it should still become possible by the alois hashacha. Memeila says in Mikdash Shlavit, it seems to be in Tosfos by us understands that the gede of the psul shkia is not by him as a new psul. It is the same psul of lina. And the psul of lina takes place already earlier in the time of the shkia sachama. And therefore, Tosfos says himself that once it has already once a psul of lina, it doesn't make an afkemina if it's going to have another night, or another night, another night, as long as it already became psul. And this psul itself has a hechshem amokim achi, then we don't care about any other time when it's going to be long again after the amud hashacha. Memeila, if Tosfos understands the gedder of the psul shkia sachama is a regular psul lina, it just has an earlier time, then Behemoth Tosfos has a kasha over here to understand why we cannot say that this psul lina has a hechsher b'mokim achi, because the time of this shkia sachama has a hechsher from the imurim itself, and we do not have to come on to the bosor. Memeila l'chayre to see for Tosfos kasha chidush, because normally, says the Mikdash Shlavit, one should understand that the gedder of the psul shkia is a new psul, it is a new halacha, and it's not considered a psul of lina. This is a normal, regular psul of shkia sachama, which is a din in the dam itself, not in the din in the imurim, which we don't find the hechsher b'mokim achi in alois hashacha. Now, Be'emes, this is the Biskirov in Zvochim in Daf Lamed Ches Amed Beis. He also discusses the gede bariches, the gede of this psul of shkia sachama, and he says poshet that the psul of Yom Akrivo is only a psul in the dam, and he says the dam itself is actually not even posul. The psul is a psul in the zrika itself. It's not psul in the dam. The dam didn't become posul. The dam only becomes posul by lina, which is only in the morning. It is a psul in the mitzvah, in Avodah Zrika. The pasuk says, b'yom akrivoy es zivchoy, it has to be that the zrika takes place in the same day that the shchita took place. And memeila by the shkia, where it's already a different day, then in memeila you can't do any zrika sadam, it is a psul in Avodah Zrika, not bichlal a psul in the dam. Memeila, of course, according to Biskirov, this doesn't have any shaykhs to the psul of lina, which we're discussing over here by us in the sugya. And the Biskirov over there is ma'ir to explain, therefore, in the case of shkia sachamo, the shvichas shirayim, which is not considered avidas azrika in other korbanos, will be kosher by night, because the dam itself didn't become posul belina. The dam, the blood itself didn't become posul. The psul over here is on the zrika, is not on the dam, and therefore shvichas shirayim should be able to be kosher by night, like the Biskirov understands over there in Zvochim Lamed Chesamet Beitz. But the Chazon Ish in Likutim, in Siman Aleph, in Kotchim, in Kotten Yud Gimel, he says that the psul of Shkia is mamish like a psulina, and it is a psul on the dam itself, and therefore he says, he argues on the Biskayov over there in Lamed Chesem at base, and he says, Shvicha Shirayim, Bemis is possible by night, because the dam itself became possible. So even though it is not considered a Maisa's Yika, but it is a miot on the dam, and the dam is possible, therefore Shvicha Shirayim is also going to be possible by night. Memela, according to the Chazanish, is more, it's better understood over here, the Kasha of Tosfos, like the Mikdash David points out. There is another Mechudish Diga Tosfos discussed by the Bissa Zalman in Evin also the Maisa Kobonois, in Peyek Dalet Aloch Aleph, he in Mayich on the Tosfos in Zvoch in Pey Dalet on the base. Over there, it would seem in Tosfos in one Teretz, that Bichlal is no Psul of Lina Badam, he only has the Psul of Shkia, and doesn't have Bichlal any other Psulim later on with Alisa Shacha, he's not included at all in any other Psulim. And Meila Rabbi Sazaman says, according to that side in Tosfos, we have to say that the Psul of Shkia is already his Psul of Lina. Because otherwise, he should have somewhat a psul of time when he has a psul of lina. Memeila lechuya, it seems to be that Tosfos over there understands also, like Tosfos by us, that shkia already is his time when he has the psul of lina, and it's not a new psul of shkia. Rebbe Biskirov understands, bichlala, it's not psul in the dam, it's only psul in the zrika. Our koponim Rebbe Sazaman discusses over there, this mechudish liga Tosfos in Zvochim Peidal and Amad Beis, he doesn't have the regular din of lina, which is bichlal by all the halakim of the Kodesh, of the Korban. It seems to be in Tosfos, in one Teretz, that the dam only has the psul of Shkia and does not have a psul of Lina, discussed also over there in the Shiri Agreed, over there in Zvochim, in Pidalid Amid Beis, understanding here the Gdorim, a Chiddush from our Sugya, the Arichas of Yen Tosfos, from Aschil Prat, in the Agdora of the psul of Lina and the psul of Shkia, which we find by dam, which is Negeat, our Machlokes over here between Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon in Nida Mem Amid Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.